General Assembly is in session right now. It's the short session budget, the biggest item on the agenda. A lot of controversy swirling around that. A number of other priorities, though, on the agenda for the General Assembly, and a lot of priorities that advocates from across the state are urging legislators to consider for the short session in 2018. The organization NC Child has released a list of three top issues and top goals that they're pushing the General Assembly to get done in 2018. We're joined now by Rob Thompson with NC Child to talk about the top priorities for kids in the short session. Rob, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Aaron.
So tell us about the biggest issues for NC Child for 2018. What was the, as you were kind of creating this this list of priorities, was there kind of attention paid to things that could potentially be bipartisan and get passed in 2018, or are these just the top priorities regardless of whether the chances of them passing are high or not this year?
It's a bit of both, Aaron. It's a great question. We have a couple things on there that we think are more politically feasible and certainly important at the same time. And then we have one item that's, I think, probably not in the ballpark for this year, but I think looking forward towards next year.
So what are the top priorities? We'll start with number one, which is suicide prevention, which is a really, really significant issue, and I think one that goes highly underreported, especially considering some of the really kind of staggering numbers behind this issue.
It really is disturbing to learn how many youth report attempting suicide in our state, and the fact that a lot of them end up going through with it, and it's obviously a terrible tragedy. So we want to have a training program put in place for all school personnel who are working with kids so that they learn to identify the risk factors for suicidal behavior and to be able to intervene and get those kids the help they need. And so that is a big priority for us this year.
That's H-285, which was recommended by the House Select Committee on School Safety, which met earlier this year. And that's a sort of Republican majority committee. So there's bipartisan support for that, right?
That's correct. And it did pass the House last year, and it just got hung up in the Senate. So we're hopeful we can get it moving in the Senate pretty quickly this year. And we're thinking that that's a good chance.
For people who don't know, what are the numbers behind the suicide attempt rate in North Carolina?
You know, Aaron, it's slipping my mind right now. I'd have to go back and look. So let's move on, and I'll try and pull
okay.
up as we're talking.
All right. Second issue is, again, another proposed bill or proposed budget change that was recommended by that same committee. So, again, bipartisan support for this additional funding for school nurses, which is something that has come up and kind of been a little bit more prominent in the news in the last couple of months.
Yeah, you know, we have a huge shortage of school nurses in North Carolina. It is... if you look at the whole state, we're down about 650 nurses if we want to meet recommended ratios. And this is really important because nurses are on the front lines. And if you don't have to sorry, that is my dog, Aaron. I'm taking this off remote. I apologize. The hazards of remote work.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me step outside. So if you don't have a nurse in every school, if a kid gets sick or has a mental health crisis, that's a problem because if the nurse isn't there, there's nothing they can do. The big question here is how much money are legislators going to put behind this recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're waiting to find out.
What are you calling for and what is sort of the ballpark in terms of what's being proposed?
Well, what we are calling for is at least $10 million for school nurses specifically. And there needs to be additional funds in place for school social workers, school psychologists, and school counselors. Governor Cooper, in his budget proposal, put forward, I think, $55 million for those four positions combined. We think that's a very strong start, and we think that should really be the floor for what the legislature considers.
Speaking with Rob Thompson, NC Child. For more information, ncchild.org, right, is the website?
That's correct.
Okay, ncchild.org for more information on the organization, but also the legislative goals. We've hit the top two, both of which have been sort of approved by this sort of Republican majority House Select Committee, so bipartisan support for this. The third priority, a little bit less bipartisan, and that's Medicaid expansion, right?
Yeah, that's right. Medicaid expansion is extremely important for children because it would ensure that their parents have access to health care. And we know that kids are only going to be as healthy as their parents in many cases. And, you know, we are happy to see that there is a bill in the House side. These primary sponsors are Republicans, so there is bipartisan support. Again, I think in Senate, there's still a good bit of opposition.
So what are sort of the numbers behind Medicaid expansion? How does that sort of tangibly affect kids in North Carolina?
Sure. According to Georgetown University, a little over 100,000 parents in North Carolina are caught in a coverage gap. So this means that they, you know, make too much to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough to qualify for premium subsidies through the Affordable Care Act. And so these parents are uninsured, and what it means is that their families are subjected to financial problems based on medical debt, that the parents are not getting the physical and mental health care that they need to be fully present parents, and that it could pose a problem for employment. And children suffer when all of these things are the case. And so that's why we're so concerned with this issue.
Speaking with Rob Thompson again, ncchild.org is the website if you want more information. Rob, as we wrap up this conversation, what can people do if they want to learn more, if they want to get involved, if they want to contact their legislators and urge them to pay more attention to some of these important issues and pass bills either in this session or beyond? What can they do?
Well, I think they definitely need to contact their legislators and say, with the current budget proposal, that there need to be public hearings about it. One thing we're hearing right now is that there are not going to be any public hearings for this budget proposal, that they're going to use something called a conference committee, and there'll be no opportunities for amendments or for public discussion. And so I think these are all issues that need to be discussed in the public forum, and where significant input needs to be had. And we're really concerned about the process right now, and we're just hearing about this today.
ncchild.org for more information, and we'll keep following that too. Rob Thompson, thank you so much.
Thank you. Apologies for the barking.